The Tempest, from David Copperfield, by Charles Dickens. Narrated by Ant Richards. In the evening I started, down the road I had traversed under so many vicissitudes. "Don't you think that," I asked the coachman in the first stage out of London, "a very remarkable sky? I don't remember to have seen one like it."
"Nor I. Not equal to it," he replied. "That's wind, sir. There'll be mischief done at sea, I expect, before long."
It was a murky confusion, here and there blotted with a colour like the colour of the smoke from damp fuel, of flying clouds tossed up into most remarkable heaps, suggesting greater heights in the clouds than there were depths below them to the bottom of the deepest hollows in the earth, through which the wild moon seemed to plunge headlong, as if, in a dread disturbance of the laws of nature, she had lost her way and were frightened. There had been a wind all day, and it was rising then with an extraordinary great sound. In another hour it had much increased, and the sky was more overcast, and it blew hard. But as the night advanced, the clouds closing in and densely overspreading the whole sky, then very dark,